This weekend's World Luge Championships in Eagles, Austria come at a time where prospective Olympians are tuning up for the 2018 Winter Games. Here is seven-time national champion Chris Masder on the short ice track tucked away in the Austrian Alps.
A nice snowy setting. We had an international training week a few months back, and the track is in much better condition.
Tucker West is Masder's teammate. West is a Ridgefield, Connecticut native who will be competing in the men's singles event. He was a member of the U.S. luge team mixed relay that won gold in the 2012 Youth Olympic Games at this very same track.
I've progressed well since then. I mean, I've had thousands of runs here, so, you know, I've had that good progression where you get to kind of learn every inch of the track.
Luge is a Swiss term for small coasting sled. If you watch a luge event on television, you'll see that these athletes are moving faster than a coasting pace. Riders lay on their back with their feet pointing toward an icy downhill slope. They use their calves to steer the sled in and out of winding turns. The top speed ever recorded on a trip down the ice in a luge sled, 96 miles per hour. It's harder to create speed on a short track, so you have to get off to a fast start. The Austrian course is about 3/4 of a mile long. Emily Sweeney of Suffield is competing in the women's singles event.
I really like Eagles, one of the tracks in Europe that I'm comfortable on.
Like Tucker West, Sweeney finished 6th at the World Luge Championships last year. She hasn't made an Olympic team yet. Sweeney had wrist surgery last summer, but believes her recovery can help her unlock an Olympic bid.
I think this year, actually having an injury has forced me to think in different ways and look at the Olympics in a different way.
Sweeney has got a little momentum heading into the 47th edition of the FIL World Championships. She won 2 silver medals at World Cup races last month in Utah. Frankie Graziano, WNPR.